Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 13, 31 to 33. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 13, verse 31 to 33. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow, and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem." Think with me on the theme steadfastness in purpose amidst threats. Steadfastness in purpose amidst threats. Dear friends in faith, have you ever been in a difficult, confusing, or tricky situation only to be helped out by the last person you would expect, someone you thought was against you? Even though the Pharisees often clashed with Jesus, openly showing their dislike for him, they were the ones who came forward with a heads up about Herod's dark plans. It is like finding yourself on a dimly lit path, every step uncertain and fraught with potential danger. That is exactly where Jesus found himself when he got the warning from the Pharisees about Herod wanting to harm him. But even facing this scary news, Jesus did not flinch. He stood strong, unwavering in his mission and purpose. He referred to Herod as "that fox," using a metaphor dripping with both disdain and insight, because he saw through Herod's cunning, recognizing a lack of true strength and virtue. Despite the looming threat, Jesus boldly proclaimed his commitment to healing the sick and freeing those tormented by demons. His words, "today and tomorrow and the third day I will reach my goal," echo through time as a declaration of the temporary nature of his mission, hinting at the ultimate victory of resurrection. My dear friends, in this text, Jesus is not simply dismissing a threat. He is teaching us the essence of divine commitment. His journey towards Jerusalem is more than a physical path. It is a spiritual odyssey that culminates in the ultimate sacrifice for the salvation of humanity. In the face of Herod's malice, Jesus' resolve testifies to his role in God's grand narrative. He teaches us that true purpose is not deterred by the shadows of adversity. Instead, it is a steadfast march towards the light of fulfillment, guided by faith and an understanding of our heavenly calling. Can we now learn two quick lessons from the text? The first is the power of divine courage. Jesus' response to the threat on his life is a masterclass in spiritual bravery. It teaches us that when we are anchored in our divine purpose, no earthly threat can deter our journey. Our paths too may be fraught with challenges, but armed with faith, we can navigate through them with the same courage that Jesus exemplified. Secondly, understanding our spiritual journey. Jesus was acutely aware of his mission and its culmination in Jerusalem. This awareness was not just prophetic, it was a deep understanding of his role in the larger story of redemption. For us, this teaches the importance of discerning our spiritual purpose by understanding the broader narrative of our faith journey. We can face trials with hope, knowing that each step brings us closer to our divine destination. As we continue our Lenten journey, let us carry these lessons in our hearts, emboldened by the steadfast Spirit of Jesus Christ, our eternal guide, through times of trials and triumph. There are two questions for reflection. Reflect on times you have had to stand firm in your beliefs or commitments despite external pressures. How can we find the courage to continue our mission or purpose in life when faced with threats or opposition? Number two, how can we gain clarity about our own life's mission, and how does faith inform our understanding of the journey and its challenges? Heavenly Father, grant us the strength and courage exemplified by your Son, Jesus Christ, as we face the challenges and adversities of our lives. Help us to remain steadfast in our purpose, guided by your love and wisdom. May we, like Jesus, understand the greater narrative you have laid out for us, finding solace in the knowledge that our journey, though fraught with trials, is under your sovereign care. Teach us to trust in your timing and plan, knowing that our ultimate goal is not of this world, but in the eternal life with you. Bless us with the perseverance to continue our work and missions, inspired by the example of Christ, who faced threats with unwavering faith and determination. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.